the Special Olympics in Ohio, and here to shed some light on that, we've got Kate Burdett joining us. Kate, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Well, I'm tired after hearing you list off all of our events, but that's okay.
Yeah, good problem to have, I suppose. But, well, there are some really cool events going on. And I know later on this month you have a portion of your Winter Games taking place in Bowling Green. And there's also some winter events going on at Brandywine here this week. So, well, what are some of the details on that you could share with us?
Tomorrow morning, we actually kick off our official 2020 state competition season with our outdoor winter games opening ceremonies bright and early at 8:15 at Brandywine tomorrow morning. And then throughout tomorrow and Wednesday, competition in alpine downhill skiing, that is, snowboarding and snowshoeing. So we have about 200 athletes and unified partners from all over the state of Ohio competing for state titles in those sports. Very exciting.
Yes, very exciting indeed. And also Bowling Green coming up a little bit later on this month. What events are taking place at Bowling Green here in a few weeks?
And that's something new that we're doing this year. We've kind of rearranged some state competitions, and these are all indoor sports. At Bowling Green, the weekend of the 21st through the 23rd, we will have state competition in cheerleading, swimming, and our state basketball tournament. That's going to be a lot bigger. We'll have about 1,200 athletes on hand for that, for 3 days of competition and all the festivities that go with that. And we can still use some volunteers to help out. So if anyone listening is interested in learning more about that, just go to our website, sooh.org.
What kinds of volunteers are you guys looking for? What kinds of roles still need to be filled as far as that goes?
We will need everything from people to run the timings on the swim races to folks to help serve meals. We also have our athlete village there, which gives opportunities for athletes and coaches in their time when they're not competing to have a little fun. We'll have different vendors set up with games and fun giveaways and things like that. So we can definitely use all kinds of volunteers.
And can you elaborate on just how fun that is and how cool that is? You know, what an experience it is to be a volunteer at an event like that, which is such a big deal to all the athletes involved.
You know, our volunteers tell us time and time again that they wish they had found Special Olympics Ohio sooner because they find the experience to be so enjoyable, fun, and rewarding. And if you've ever been to one of our events, another way you can get involved is to just come and cheer on our athletes. It's always free admission to any of our competitions, and our athletes tell us time and time again that they really like to hear people in the stands cheering them on.
You know, it's funny you mention that because not too long ago, we had a few folks in here from Lorain County Community College who, of course, hosted one of the regional basketball tournaments about a week or two ago. They were here not too long ago, and they were talking about that very same experience, about just how much it means to have people in the stands cheering them on and how special that really is for the athletes. And I would imagine, especially for an event as big as the one you guys are hosting at Bowling Green, it means that much more.
We are really excited about the new indoor winter games, and we think that it is going to be an amazing experience for everyone. Now, remember, these athletes that compete and win at the state level, some of them have the potential and the possibility of going on to national and international competition with Special Olympics. So it's kind of big time.
It absolutely is big time. There's no doubt about that. Again, Kate Burdett joining us with Special Olympics Ohio here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, you guys also have your Cleveland Polar Plunge event coming up before the end of the month. Polar plunge is kind of self-explanatory, but for those who have never experienced that, tell us all about it and why that's so important to you guys.
We are going to be freezing for a reason once again at Edgewater Park. What better way to spend our extra February day this year on the 29th than by doing a polar plunge to benefit the athletes of Special Olympics Ohio? We'll be there, and if you would like to join us, all you have to do is go to clevelandpolarplunge.org. If you're a little nervous about getting in the cold water, you can still be a supporter, get a t-shirt and all that fun stuff by registering as Two Chicken to Plunge and raising the minimum amount of $75.
You know, it's fascinating when you go to a polar plunge event because people really get behind it. I mean, they really kind of gear up for it. And I suppose you have to because, as you stated, if you're freezing for a reason, you've got to get yourself in that mental state of mind. But, you know, people dress up as superheroes and they almost kind of act like it's Halloween all over again, the way they prepare themselves to get back in that pool or jump in the lake.
Let me tell you also, the Northeast Ohio Polar Plunge, the one in Cleveland, is remarkable to me every year because Northeast Ohioans are hearty stock, and they will get out of that water. Most people make a direct dash to the heated restrooms there at the beach at Edgewater Park to get out of their wet clothes. But more often than not, Clevelanders like to just kind of mill around. They're freezing, they're soaking wet, but they don't really mind it. You guys do yourselves proud.
Yeah, I tell you what, I have seen a lot of the Facebook posts up here after the fact, and the first thought that goes through your mind is, man, these people are nuts for jumping in there. But then you do a little bit of digging, you find out what a great cause it is and just how terrific it is to see so many people there getting behind it. You mentioned that it'll raise funds for the Special Olympics Ohio and all the terrific athletic events that you guys put on, and it's certainly easy to see why people do it because it is definitely worthwhile, and it allows the athletes to do so many different cool things. And speaking of cool things, how about Antrone Juice Williams, one of your athlete leaders? He had a chance to hang out at the Super Bowl. Tell us about this experience.
Well, each year, Special Olympics on a national level takes athlete leaders and some of our celebrity ambassadors to all of the media frenzy that comes before the big game. And so this year in Miami, they made a special exception and had an Ohio athlete. It's typically just athletes from the home state of the game. This year, Juice was invited because of his remarkable story. He's a stroke survivor, and he basically says that sports saved his life with Special Olympics because after his stroke, he wasn't quite sure what he would do next. He had actually been a semi-pro basketball player, and after that health crisis, really wasn't sure what his next step would be, but in the past few years, has come back from that in a remarkable fashion. And then, of course, our good friend Baker Mayfield from the Browns was there, and he and Juice became fast friends and did a number of interviews for national and international outlets, spreading the word about Special Olympics and inclusion.
Absolutely fantastic stuff. That's really, really cool. I was reading about that story a little bit earlier today. What an awesome experience. Sounds like that was really, really fun for all parties involved. Before we let you go, Kate, got to ask you about this. You actually just sent this to me a few minutes before we jumped on the air, right around 3 o'clock today. So tomorrow, Special Olympics Ohio is going to make a case for inclusion and impact on Capitol Hill. There's a lot of pretty interesting parties who are going to be involved with this whole process. It takes place tomorrow from 9 to 5. What all is going on here?
It is the annual Capitol Hill Advocacy Day for Special Olympics. Athletes from all over the country, including two from the Cleveland area, they are part of the John Marshall High School Unified basketball team, and they're going to be speaking to legislators and other dignitaries that are involved with the state of Ohio to make the case that the money budgeted for programs like our Unified Sports, which pair athletes with and without intellectual disabilities on the same playing field, it really helps to break down barriers and make everyone kind of the same. When you're all playing sports, nothing else matters. And it's a great way for people to make new friends, to learn about people they may not have met. That's an active program in Cleveland and many other Ohio cities, and we do it from middle school through college. It's become very successful. So things like that. Also, a lot of the funding for our health programs. We do free health screenings for our athletes. That we could talk for days about that. And our athletes from Cleveland, along with some of our leadership from our state headquarters, will be knocking on doors on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. tomorrow.
Very good stuff, and one of my all-time favorites will be there, Paul White, a.k.a. The Big Show. He's the world's largest athlete. He'll be there. He's a Special Olympics Global Ambassador and, of course, a WWE superstar, so sounds like that'll be a lot of fun for all those who have the opportunity to attend. Kate, one more time before we let you go, for those out there looking for an opportunity to volunteer at one of your events coming up later on this month, where can they go to get more of that information?
It's so easy, SOOH.org. All of it's right there at your fingertips.
SOOH.org. Very good stuff. Well, Kate, thank you again so much for the time. We appreciate you joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Again, that's Kate Burdett with Special Olympics Ohio joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.